And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Episode 22 of the A-League Podcast. We are back after a... I hope everybody enjoyed that Beast Talk episode we had last week. We're really fortunate to have them. Thankful to have them. Jeremy kicking it off with the phone. See, that's, wait, is that an iPhone you dropped? Oh, it's not. Okay. Well, if it's an iPhone, then I would have been okay with that. Anyway, we appreciate Beast Talk for coming on last week, man. Hopefully we can do it again. And, of course, we're looking to do more interviews for you guys, so look forward to that.
Also, interviews.
Interviews. Is that a word?
Nah, no.
Anyway. All right. anyway, Falcons going to the Super Bowl last night. Me and Rashad were at the Hawks game. We were getting blown out by 40, but it did not ruin the fun of seeing the Falcons come out there at halftime and little
did.
Yachty. No, I didn't.
No, Kasim Reed got booed too.
He deserved it.
Yeah,
swole head. I don't care.
The Falcons kind of got booed too. Yeah. At the beginning, like when they did just Sanu and Freeman, the interview.
Yeah,
it was like it was a mixture of booze, and I was like, "It's got to be the only city." Yeah. Where
I couldn't hear that much, but I know what you mean. First of all, I'm like, "Where was Julio though? Like, where was Julio?" I was looking for
resting.
He was resting. He's smart. He didn't get on the yacht. You know, yeah, he's chilling.
I mean, Julio's humble anyway, so you know, see him out.
Yeah,
so he's at the OKC game.
Somebody told me that they used to see Julio more around like the city when he lived at Atlantic Station, and like now I never see Julio. I've never ran into Julio, one time at a bowling alley. But still, other than that, I'm like, I've never ran into that guy. It's like he seems real low key about everything he does, which is the right way to, you know, that's how he's supposed to do it.
That's how you
high
move.
Profile. Anyway, let's jump into the first topic: Rondo versus Wade. Well, is it really Rondo versus Wade versus Butler? Well, no Rondo
it's really
versus Wade
just
and Butler.
Chicago Bulls a mess.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This is why the NBA is more entertaining than NFL, by the way. I want everybody to know that. Sorry, Jeremy, I know. But we have off-the-court stuff that happened that's just like, it's male drama. You know, we don't watch the soap operas, but this is what we love right here, and it's just...
You should have added the hair flip with that.
Male drama.
Male drama.
Fabio.
just messy, real messy. Real messy stuff here. So, really look, Rondo... I mean, what is the surprise here? Rondo is causing trouble. Is it not the first time this has happened? So, and then look, when they were like constructed, this whole team, I think we kind of knew personalities would not match because Wade and Butler come off to me just a no-nonsense type of, and they both had championship mentality. Obviously, Wade has the rings, but I think Butler's like a pretty strong, you know, strong dude that's like not going to take anybody that's slacking. This wasn't a surprise to me. My problem was Rondo trying to pretend that letter to me was so weak. I don't care what anybody says. I saw people apologizing for Rondo on Twitter, trying to bring up stats. I was like, that doesn't matter. I'm talking about what he's done the last couple of years. This is the same guy that got kicked off the Mavericks in the middle of the playoff series, like for his conduct. So I said, for him, this is just par for the course, man. I'm not surprised at all. But that letter to me was weak because – for me, he was trying to pretend as though what Wade and Butler did was trying to cover up, like him going at them was trying to cover up his mistakes. That's all it was to me. He's been playing bad all year. He got benched. He's been benched most of the season. You trying to defend the rookies to me was weak because you really, this is not, the rookies need to be called out. This is not a soft, this is not NCAA. This is a men's league. This is the pro league. You get called, you get paid for this, you can get called out for it. I have no problem. I know people, y'all might disagree and say, hey, well, maybe they should have went to management. Maybe they should have talked with them before going at the players to the media first. I get that. The same thing people are saying about LeBron. But for me, some of these guys might not get the message, man. Have you seen the Bulls? They look terrible.
I mean, they look
awful.
Team.
Yes, they look awful, dude. Like, they're doing, like, turnovers, like some of these guys, it's like Valentine, Denzel Valentine, Robin Lopez. Some of these guys look like they have never played ball ever, and it's I mean,
no team chemistry.
Yeah, they're awful to watch, dude. Like,
I mean, going to your point, Eric, I don't think you can condemn Rondo for what he said because of his past. I think he had his point was right on. Like, D-Wade and Jimmy Butler are supposed to be the franchise players and they're supposed to be the leaders, and they went out there and just basically put their teammates out in front of the bus and ran over them. Like, that's not what leaders do. That's not what – if I'm in a locker room, I don't want to play with guys like that. I don't care what I've done in the past. Like, Rondo – it just, because it was Rondo, it shouldn't be, you know, seen as, well, the message was weak and it was this. And it was, if anybody else had said it, it would have been a valid point.
Okay, so excuse the Rondo. See, somebody told me that yesterday. Excuse it being Rondo.
Right.
Which is a good point. If it came from anybody else, maybe I wouldn't be as harsh. Maybe, another player with more clout when it comes to handling
affairs. I think, like, Rondo was able to say it because he
has a ring.
Because he has a ring, yep. And then, you know, he's not afraid to say – he's already kind of soured on the situation in Chicago anyway.
True.
So he knows he's not going to be there long. So yep. Why hold back what he already sees? He's the only player that could afford to say what he needed to say, what needed to be said.
I can see that. No, I can see that. Go ahead.
I think what he said was valid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look at the Boston Big Three the first year, I think that was Rondo's third year. He got drafted in 06. That was 07, 08. So, actually, that was his second year in the league. And Rondo was trash, you know. So, I mean, to have strong personalities like KG and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen as those, you know, your mentors or whatever to try to coach you through whatever you need to get through. And he had a breakthrough. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that speaks for itself. Like, he's been there and done that.
If anybody can talk to it, it would definitely be Rondo. Because without those big three coming to Boston, Rondo's not even in the league today.
Yeah. Heck no.
True, yeah.
Maybe like a Mario Chalmers, but he never.
Oh, man.
He did highlight that. I mean, yeah. The Instagram picture was KG Pierce talking with him. And they had troubles with Rondo in Boston. I mean, Rondo had troubles with Doc. But I think that's another thing is, like, Hoiberg here has to get a lot of blame. Because to me, he's handling this like Phil handles everything in New York. He's very just lackadaisical. Like last night, the strongest thing he's done was last night. I don't know if you guys saw, but he benched them, right?
He made them come off the bench. I showed this to Jeremy this morning.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, because they're lost to Miami by 22. First of all, that's what?
Wow.
Okay, so, all right. But Jimmy Butler took himself out the game.
Yeah, I saw that. No. See, I thought that was foul trouble. I thought he knew he had the foul, and he just walked straight to the bench.
He had two fouls. Yeah. It was the second quarter.
Oh, okay. He walked straight to the bench. I saw that. Yeah, he just walked out. Yeah. They don't respect, dude.
What they said on SportsCenter, they're like, I don't know if he's trying to show up the coach or what's going on, but you.
He wants out. It's like Melo. It's like Melo. Yesterday, you saw what Melo did to the crowd, New York crowd, when they were like cheering him after he made some like game clinching shot. He said, he was yelling at the crowd, I don't want it, because they were booing him earlier or whatever. But it's like at some point you get fed up. So, for me, Jimmy had so many big games this year of carrying, like, literally carrying these people in the fourth quarter. At this point, he's like, dude, I'm in the prime. So, trade me. And they talk about trading him. I mean, I know people in Atlanta want him.
Of course.
To trade for him. But Jeremy made us.
Atlanta,
please trade for Jimmy Butler. No, but, yeah, it's just, at this point, why waste your prime years? So, I don't blame – if he's going to be – like, so outwardly about how he's so upset that I'm not mad at him. You got to get out, man, while you can.
Pretty much.
Chicago needs to let him go. They're not going anywhere. They need to press the reset button anyway.
Chicago needs a clean house. Yeah, Chicago needs a clean house. Because what happened with Wade was that he started feeling that whole I want to go back home vibe that was, you know, popularized, I guess, by LeBron when he went back to Cleveland. Dwayne Wade is not just playing for a team. He's playing for his hometown team, the Chicago Bulls. So that's why a lot of people are putting an onus on him. And as far as Rondo is concerned, a lot of people, like you said, Rondo would probably be out of the league if it wasn't for the big three, because that's the big reason as to why he got that ring on his finger. That's why he has an elevated profile, because will we even know who Rajon Rondo is if he was playing for a team like Utah or if he was playing for a team like, I don't know, maybe Orlando post Dwight Howard? So that's why. Or maybe even Detroit. Like, that's why he has that raised profile.
Yeah. Everywhere else he's been before then, everybody's just clinging to the Boston years. And I'm like, you have to look at what's happened after that. I don't care what happened in Boston.
If you average 10, 8, and 9 in Dallas, and you average 12, 9, and 7 in, you know, Sacramento, I mean, he's still putting up like
that's not elite point guard numbers though.
I mean, but like all around,
like everybody used to be calling him when he was in Boston. They called him elite.
They were calling the best point guard.
7, 8, 9 rebounds a game as a point guard.
That's doing work, man.
No, he's doing his thing. He just can't shoot. He can't score. So and for him, that's the onus on him as well. It's like you can't even start because offensively you're so like restrict. Like you can't do anything. So he has to put you on the bench to bring you off because it doesn't work in his offense. Dude can't shoot. Ronald's been stubborn all these years that he does not want to learn how to shoot. You don't get mad about being benched. That's just how it's going to go
but
in
you
Boston.
Know what, though? Yeah. At some point, we got to look at Jimmy Butler like, and not give him a pass because now this is
he's the leader. No, he's the leader. He's the ultimate leader.
This is a couple years in a row, though, where, you know, he's clashed with the star player and the coach. Like, that's the reason.
D-Rose.
That's part of D-Rose is not in Chicago anymore because him and Jimmy Butler could not. And they, in the organization, they chose right and picked him.
I think they chose right. Yeah, they did.
Over Rose. Yeah. But you know what?
But they chose him, and then they didn't really – well, I guess in a way they did try to give him something to work with. They gave him Rondo and Wade, what, just like a year after Rose?
Yeah, but that didn't make
sense. Yeah, that's those two guys who came from injuries. So it's like – and they're older. So it's like you're not really giving him anything to work with.
And they're players that do the same thing Jimmy Butler does.
Exactly.
So I was like – that's not – even in the offseason when they made these moves, people who actually knew basketball were like,
this makes no sense. Yeah. Not for Hoiberg's system. He wants spacing and shooting. That's what he did in Iowa. It's an up-tempo. It's like you have no shooting on this team whatsoever. So it's like
– really I don't think you're getting names just to get big names.
I don't think they really truly wanted D-Wade.
That was for
D-Wade
tickets.
Kind of pushed himself.
That was for tickets.
Chicago.
Yeah, that was for – I totally agree. That was just for tickets. I totally agree. They didn't really want – because they – he's 34. He's 35. I'm sorry, 34, 35.
Jersey sales.
Yeah, that's just like them. Like, we don't have much to look forward to.
So let's bring back the hometown boy.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that was. Which is, so this is on their hands, really. But Hoiberg, to me, still, I think you still have to put some onus on him. I think he doesn't have much control. They don't respect him at all. No. Did you see that video when he told Jimmy, call timeout, and Jimmy looked back at him like, no. Like literally, he was like, yo, call timeout after this shot. And Jimmy was like, no. Like, complete disrespect, whatever you, but it's like they don't
it's what was going on in Cleveland with David Black last year.
Yes, it's the same thing. Looked at him like you're not equipped for this.
Players know
exactly if you can coach or not. So it's like they don't respect dude. That's not Rondo and all these dudes. What he brought up was Doc Rivers. He respected Doc. You know why he respected Doc? And I'm sure Jimmy and
a ring on his finger.
And a ring on his finger. And Doc would have put a foot in his ass. Like, seriously, Doc would have been like, yo,
you're not gonna play.
You're not gonna play or pop. Right. Pop, coaches like that, Carlisle. Remember Carlisle, him got in an argument at that halftime one time. He's like, yo, all right, you're benched. And Carlisle just benched him. Like, some coaches, these elite coaches are not good at, like, strong coaches would not take this. Hoiberg, I guess, doing the thing, coming off the bench last night, that's, I mean, come on.
That's what you can tell a college coach. He's still stuck in that college mentality.
He's still, yeah, he's a nice
that's,
guy. He's
that's
like
him
nice
saying
guy.
That we still need you.
Exactly.
We need you, but not, like,
nah,
I'm going to punish you,
five minutes of the game.
But it's going to be okay. We need you still. Like, if I'm a player, I'm like, okay, I come off the bench, but I'm going to still play 35 minutes a game.
Like, remember when Johnny Manziel got, like, benched for, like, a quarter?
Yeah.
That didn't do anything.
That did nothing for him.
He was like, all right, cool. I'm still getting on a private jet after the game. Like. I don't know.
Coaches have a lot of power in NCAA because players choose coaches that they want to play for. But in the NBA, when you're getting paid the big bucks, the coaches that are choosing the players.
The roles are reversed because players in the NBA are making more than coaches are in college.
You know,
the coaches are the guys making the big bucks, and they're going to be
making anything.
They're the end-all, be-all in college.
Yeah.
So.
We brought up Melo. Let's get into the Melo thing.
Yo, wait, hold on. Speaking of college, before we get into the Melo thing, just a quick thing. You said college coaches get way more than the players because, you know, the players don't get anything. Did you guys see what Darren Rovell tweeted the other day?
I don't know what
about
that is.
Darren Rovell. He's a guy at ESPN.
Okay.
He is talking about Northwestern. They need someone to write a quick write-up about the basketball game. And they're like, they can't afford something, you know, to pay a temp writer. They can't find one. They're like, why don't you just get a college kid to write it? They'll do it for free. And then everybody went off on him about college kids shouldn't do things for free. Journalists, pay the writer.
Oh, that's what that – he started all that?
Yeah, he started
that. I saw
that
discussion yesterday.
He started
What's
that.
The problem with giving a college kid, an opportunity?
Do y'all think college kids – should get paid for writing everything.
Wait, for that, didn't we get paid for writing?
I didn't at the end.
Remember, we got paid? We got paid the signal.
At the end,
they ain't give him his last check.
Oh, they tripping. Wow. I remember getting paid though, like quarterly, right? Didn't we all get paid?
Yeah.
I get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got paid when I was when I was there.
I mean, editors.
When I was, yeah.
But it was like the writers, like they just act like they didn't. All right, that's a whole nother. I don't want to throw my student media people under the bus because they still pay me.
Go ahead.
But
you're almost out. You're almost
I mean,
out.
Jeremy can do it. He out. So
that's why I'm like, whoever's out, I mean, we can do it.
But I mean, but when I was like, but when I do stuff for other companies and stuff, and you know, I don't get a dime. So,
yeah, no. Yeah. So you're saying should they allow? Should they pay college students to write for to cover the team?
Right. Should is there just period? You know, people just starting out, should they get paid for every job they do?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying why not? This is what America's. Isn't that what America is about? Isn't capitalism?
If you got a skill set, you're selling it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what capitalism is. That's what they tell us, though. It is, but
then I mean,
go ahead.
I'm thinking just starting out. Like, if they told me that I wasn't gonna get paid, I don't think I should frown at the situation.
No. I mean, I definitely agree with, you know, when you get a chance, like, to something that's going to better your career now,
right.
Like,
take it.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked for free and done things for free and even put my own money into things just to try to advance my career, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
No, that's not, I see nothing wrong with that. That's part of the process, really, if you look at it.
Yeah.
You can't be looking at everything as a paycheck. Then
right.
I don't think you'll enjoy it much. I think you're in it for the wrong thing if you look for
money,
everything.
Right.
For a paycheck. So it's like... Exactly, I agree with you.
Sometimes it's about making those tough sacrifices, and you know,
it's like if you lived with mom through college, I think you can live, you know, depending on mom for a couple more years. You know what I'm saying? Until the money starts coming in.
Yeah, and like you said, that helps though. If you got family members who understand, you know, we're all writers, man, so we get it. Like it's a struggle, man, and it's like we got to be very patient.
Yeah,
what we do. So
and then again, at the same time, those sacrifices now may turn into something later. Those relationships you build are priceless.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's really what it's about, you know, that relationship. So, yeah, I think they should definitely pay the college writer. Give him a chance, man. Why?
But you're saying it's not a problem if they don't get paid.
Well, if they don't – well, no, I want them to get paid. But to your point, you're saying that if they do not offer that, should they at least still offer it to a college kid, though? Even if they don't – even if it's not paid – they still will offer it to a college kid, right? Is that what you're saying? Like, even if it's not paid, they're not. So if
if it was paid, they'll probably look at freelance more.
Oh yeah,
then, freelance journalists.
Gotcha. Mm.
And then it's like, okay, we can't afford
you're
to pay
right,
anyone.
That's true.
We're gonna get a college kid.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, never mind. So they're just like they're the backup plan. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that discussion going crazy on Twitter. It was a good one, though. I mean, for the fact that I don't know. Like you said, we can't look at everything as a check.
Yeah,
and it's just not gonna come. Yeah, it's just not gonna be like that.
Especially
but
if
I want college
careers.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do want college kids to get more opportunities though. But I'm happy what's going on. I will say this as a state alum. I saw a picture. I think Rashad, you were in it, but it was like a bunch of you guys post game. After basketball game.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Yeah, man. Yeah. And it was cool seeing all African American writers in there. And it looks. I'm sure if we went back. You know, state 10 years ago or whatever, you know, I'm sure it didn't look like that in that newsroom or whatever. You know what I mean? That post game. So it's getting better to me. It's on its way, especially in Atlanta. So for sure, though. But yeah, we were talking about Melo. So what do you guys think they should trade him or no? Just be honest.
I think they should just
take if you don't like Melo or not, take that out of the equation. Just should they let Melo go?
At this point, I mean, I know you want to get, you know, something, of course, for him. But at this point, you know, it's just too much. The thing is that does he want to live? It seems as though that maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I just feel like, you know, the whole New York Knicks organization, like you want to talk about the Chicago Bulls being a mess. The New York Knicks have been a mess for much longer than the Chicago Bulls. So I feel like, you know, if you're going to trade him, then go ahead and trade him. But you know, at this point, you know, just trading Melo is not going to go ahead and fix all the problems with the Knicks, because the problems with the Knicks really start at the top. They start with the owner, Jimmy Dolan, and they start with the team president, Phil Jackson.
Yes. No. Completely. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like Akeem said, it's not going to fix the problems. I mean, they're just trying to use Melo as something to say, oh, if we trade him, he's the scapegoat. I mean, instead of pointing the finger at Phil Jackson or the owner, they want to point it at Melo, who they begged to get all those years ago. They wanted Melo, so they got Melo. They knew what he was when they got him. So now
they gave
you got
up the
him.
Entire team to get Melo. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
All sent them all to Denver.
Yeah.
Gallinari, Wilson Chandler.
Yeah. All these guys would have been nice little pieces to have right now. But They got Melo.
And they once again as well, you know, just like LeBron and just like Wade, they once again, you know, use that, you know, that hometown aura of come back to New York, come back to New York. They use that to lure Melo in as well.
Yeah. I mean, but if I'm if
also
I'm,
from Baltimore.
Exactly. Right. He's from Baltimore.
Right, so from Baltimore.
If I didn't get that. I think he like grew up in Baltimore. He was
he was born in New York and then like moved to Baltimore at two.
At two. Okay, yeah, so he's from Baltimore. But I would trade him. He's from Baltimore, dude.
I would trade him, but they kind of can't because
that contract.
The contract and because he wants to be there. So
yeah.
I mean who are they to say, you know, to tell somebody they can't that wants to be there as good as Melo. I mean, Melo's not a you know, he's not elite anymore. He's not a superstar. He's a really good player though.
He's a very good player. He's an all-star.
But he needs to look himself in the mirror, say, "Hey, look, I'm taking too much money. I'm the reason why this organization can't move forward."
Yeah. It's true. It's just like we went through the same thing here in Joe Johnson. But you have a huge contract like that, and you try to dump it on somebody else. It's not easy, especially at some point in their career. But I think he's getting to the point where he's about to just give up. Yeah. I think he looks like it. From what these last couple of days, you want to say something?
Not an elite player at the NBA level. At the international level, though, that's where he really made his legacy. Because we were talking about this during the Olympics, that he may have set his legacy as possibly the best USA international player in history. So I feel like he's comfortable with that being his legacy in addition to being a very good NBA player.
Yeah, like this summer, didn't he say that?
It's a commercial.
He was so happy about winning those three gold medals
that he didn't care about really winning an NBA
championship. And that's what people start questioning him, like, do you actually care? Which is like international to NBA, like you can't compare. It's just night and day. But, you know, it's true. Like, I don't know where, as far as what Melo wants at this point in his career, because if you really want to win, that trade clause would have been waived. Like, if you really want to win. Because this New York thing is not – they got the wrong coach. They got the wrong owner. All these things. Like, I still don't know why Hornacek's getting a pass either. But it's, like, completely from the top down. It's been terrible. But for him, going away, either they're talking about the Clippers going to Cleveland. I don't know if he helps either one of those teams. Well,
Maybe the Clippers. If they don't have to give up one of the big three.
Cleveland won't happen.
They
said they don't. Yeah,
they said they don't.
Yeah,
it'll
be Crawford
and Reddick. Okay, now. Or Austin. That still hurts,
David.
What?
Oh, just in the group chat, keeping us posted on the
road. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, so either one of those three, well, you know, obviously Austin or Crawford or Reddick will have to go for him, which is, I'm sure Doc was, we saw his comments yesterday. He said he's fine with doing that. But I don't know if even Melo at this point, what he does to help either one of those teams, because they need, because defensively, we know what he is there. Offensively, those teams are better at moving the ball, and actually, like, it's a team oriented like type of mindset. If you play with LeBron, he's not going to be like, "Yo, all right, give the ball to Melo in the post and watch him." LeBron's like, "Nah, like this is still LeBron's team. I know they're buddies, they're best friends, they're boys, but it's still going to be his team." I just don't know how he works in either one of those scenarios.
He doesn't,
and it's just like spacing. I don't know, like the Clippers. I still don't think he will.
I mean, he hurts their bench. I just don't think that takes Crawford away. Like that's their.
That's why I say you shouldn't do it.
I didn't even know who they were trading for him.
I wouldn't do that. I don't.
I mean, the only team he helps, maybe the Celtics, maybe Toronto. Those teams he helps.
The Celtics definitely need some scoring from that position. Yeah. I can see that.
This entire Melo trade talk has got me, you know, fantasizing about Jimmy Butler coming to the Hawks, man. I was like, man.
Think about it.
Who do they trade for him?
Could it be?
They don't have anything to trade for him.
Millsap.
Then there's no point in trading for him.
What do you mean?
They're not winning anything with just Jimmy Butler.
What? No, Jimmy Butler and Dwight Howard.
That's possible. I don't know. They said Millsap's off the trading block. Millsap's off the trading block.
Oh, he ain't.
He's not, though.
Saying that because they had a 9-game winning streak, and now they're back to losing again.
So it'll be in a couple weeks, they'll change.
I can't stand this year's Hawks, man.
I know you guys understand this. Don't ever react to any trade rumors.
You tweeted that. You said they're always on the block, whether we know it or not.
People just jump up. Like, oh, I'm like, nah, shit. Wait for it to just
I'm very disappointed that the Hawks didn't trade Kyle Korver for LeBron James.
Because then you'll be reacting to trade rumors all the time. Then you'll be reacting to trade rumors.
Which is what Lakers fans do. I saw Lakers fans, by the way, y'all are idiots. I saw a Lakers fan yesterday say that, what's the point guard there right now? Why am I forgetting D'Angelo?
Russell.
The snitch. They said he's better than Magic Johnson. He's like a Magic Johnson 2.0. And I don't want to smack
But you know what Lakers fans are doing? They're speaking it into existence. Yeah, like how Knicks fans were like, we're getting LeBron. We're getting Amari. We're getting Joe Johnson.
Yes.
We're getting. Oh wait, we're by getting the way, Dirk.
Knicks fans to me are like Lakers fans.
You're right, right.
When but, it comes to and not and accepting that
they
trash.
Finally got someone. They got Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo.
And
what? And then yeah, what happened? Yeah, and then Lakers are looking. Well, shit,
Knicks have do have Porzingis though.
That's the thing. Yeah, I think right. You just build around him.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that.
Oh yeah.
Porzingis wants to be there right now. I'm
what
not
about
saying.
Rose? Do you get rid of Rose?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's not coming back this year.
Who wants Rose?
First thing, smoking.
Yeah. Who wants
yeah,
Rondo?
He's out. Yeah.
Who wants? Who wants Melo?
Yeah.
Nobody
that's
wants.
That's the problem. Yeah, they got a whole bunch of guys. Look, they took on a whole bunch of dudes that were injured, just like Chicago did. They took on Joakim.
They're basically
injured.
Chicago.
Yeah, they just took,
they are Chicago. Rose,
that, hey, so, Courtney someone, Lee was hurt.
Someone was like,
like what? The
New York should trade Rose back to Chicago for Rondo.
Damn!
Like, wow.
Or a bag of chips. I thought they're gonna say that. I think it'd be
no.
Nobody wants Rondo either, dude. Nobody. Yeah, exactly. These point guards are being untouchable right now. Some of these dudes that we a couple years ago were considered the best are
no.
Not
Darren
like,
Williams fell off the hardest.
D. Will yeah. Rondo and D. And
I remember Rose. It was like Chris Paul, Darren Williams, and then in 2012 it was like Darren Williams is trash.
Yeah.
And
speaking
he
of
fell
that,
off like this. He like did. People don't really talk about how hard and fast Darren
Brooklyn.
Williams.
It was
fell
in Brooklyn too.
Yeah.
Right?
In Brooklyn.
That's when he just was like
he went to
boom.
Brooklyn to go to sleep.
Yep. He got all that money. He's all right. I'm
hey, that starting five, and it's crazy because now Boston has top three picks every year, which is trash.
Damn, that's crazy.
But it's like that
they
starting five was
year, right?
It was yeah. Well, yeah.
They could
get it, yeah. But you got I think they had Jason Kidd. No, he was coaching. Jason Kidd was the coach.
No, I think Avery Johnson was the coach.
Was Jason Kidd? No, Jason Kidd won the point guard.
Wait,
someone was. Oh, Darren Williams was the point guard. Williams. Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce. Kevin Garnett
and Lopez.
And then Lopez.
They right. That, remember they had the
yeah,
magazine
they
cover?
Yeah, they had the magazine cover.
They thought they were about to beat Miami.
And they were some trash.
They're just old dudes. Anyway, yeah, that's Brooklyn for you. I mean, I don't know. New York. I would feel bad for a New York fan just as far as they have nobody to run to when it comes to.
No, I don't feel bad for them. They had the Yankees. They got 27, they got 27 championships. I don't feel bad for them at all. No,
The Giants just won 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know. They good.
Oh, you know,
they
just
right.
won
right.
5 years ago.
If you want to feel bad, feel bad for Atlanta.
When did the Yankees last win? 13?
2009.
13?
They won after that. They won like.
No, they haven't won since then.
Not a World Series. They won their last World Series in 2009, the year when they first opened the new stadium.
A-Rod. Yeah, because A-Rod only has one.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, they only got one.
A-Rod was playing like trash in the playoffs, by the way.
He was.
Yes.
Yankee fans were spoiled anyway. I know Yankee fans.
He showed up in the World Series that one time, yeah.
He did. That one time he said that. Speaking of, and even like the All-Star, they came out, the All-Star reserves came out. Was anybody upset with what, who didn't make it?
I was upset that CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard didn't get in.
Lillard didn't get in about 2-3 years
this
in a row,
crazy,
dog.
I know. They should have just gave
it. It was like 3 years ago, I was like, okay, it's kind of funny he didn't make it. Like, it's just
not funny
how the cookie crumbles. Last year, I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. This year, I'm like, bruh, like.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of sick.
Do y'all hate him?
Yeah, it's like something they got against Portland.
Like this man, Gordon Hayward, made the All-Star team before Damian Lillard.
Ooh.
All respects to Gordon Hayward. He's my dude. I picked him to make the team.
They made it once, though. Yeah, they made it once. He's already made it once.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he make it last year?
Yeah. Yeah. What was it, 2 years ago he made it? Or a year ago? Yeah, Dame's already made it.
He hasn't made it, bro. I don't think he's ever made it, man.
He's never made it.
I know a lot of people in Philly, though, they're upset about Embiid not making it.
But I can understand Embiid not making it. I don't know, Rashad brought up before we started recording, you know, that he just hadn't played enough games, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
But I look at the Embiid situation like, you know, everybody should know really talking about Embiid. I think a lot of people want to see Embiid in the All-Star game. I like it too, you know, a few years ago
his
in baseball.
With
his time will come next year.
Yeah.
But remember about, you know, 3 or 4 years ago in MLB, you know, everybody was all going crazy about Yasiel Puig. And, you know, he didn't make the All-Star game his first year, but he made it the following year.
Yeah.
But everybody, I know, I saw Twitter. Everybody in Philly is going absolutely crazy that, you know, that Joel Embiid did not make it. Joel Embiid even tweeted it like, oh, the popular vote didn't matter again.
And it matters. It's so true, though. It's like,
I wrote a column on it the day of, and like just looking at it, I was right on every single pick in the East. I just want to say that, except for
nice.
I had Dwight Howard in instead of Paul Millsap.
Why?
What? Well, I mean, I don't know. Dwight Howard's averaging 13 and 13 and two
blocks. Paul Millsap's our best player, man. I you know that. Paul Millsap was going to be way ahead of Dwight.
I can't say way ahead because some nights he's like.
Sometimes Dwight is my score. We've had Dwight have like 4 points. Nice.
Okay. But he had four points, but 12 rebounds.
Yeah. He's showing up on the boards and he's showing up on defense every night.
Right.
Wait. Are we really about the division?
I mean, when you don't Dwight get touches, it's not necessarily.
It's not about who's better.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Dwight just don't get touches.
Yeah, he doesn't. Because he's limited. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. He can't get all. I mean, he's. See, I'm about to get because Dwight, I get frustrated with this about the touches thing because he's a guy that I'm okay with him getting lobs and him getting dump offs,
right?
But not throwing the ball to him in the post. He's not
because
a
he
post
doesn't
player.
Know what to do. With
he
it.
Doesn't. He you
I,
see
I know.
Him.
I seen.
You know.
Seen
so
it.
Like, we can't act like this dude is just like a dominant like center turn around hook shot. No. Come on, he's not doing anything.
Right.
But no, I respect what Dwight. What we need him for is what he's doing for us. Get boards. We couldn't get rebounds last year.
Right
now, Dwight's here. That's what he's here for.
Now we can't score.
Now we can't score.
Now what?
we get Jimmy Butler.
There we go. Need me to get.
They can't score neither.
So yeah. No. Other than
Embiid.
Kimba made it.
I said everybody's going to make it.
Yeah. Kimba, IT.
Embiid.
Kyle Lowry, though.
The full thing that Jeremy brought up earlier, he only played 30 games.
That's the problem.
Compared to Millsap's 40.
Averaging 26 minutes.
He's on a minute restriction plan. So
which is crazy. That makes it actually even, maybe that's a benefit.
Now he's more minutes. Rested, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to look at it in that light, too. And then the Sixers are like 12th in the conference.
Yeah. No, Millsap deserves
it. I feel like if anyone should get mad over anyone, it's Hassan Whiteside not making it.
Hey.
Because Whiteside's averaging 14 points, 12 rebounds, 2-3 blocks, 4 yeah. blocks a game.
Yeah.
So he's killing it.
Who would you put Hassan in for?
Miami is 14th.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying if you're going to say Millsap, Embiid should have made it over Millsap. You need to be saying Whiteside.
Oh, yeah.
Whiteside, definitely.
Because both of them at the bottom of the East.
Anyway, yeah.
And Whiteside got way better stats.
But you know, Joel's going to, he gets more.
Yeah, yeah.
Joel's
funnier.
The 76ers aren't going to be at the bottom of the East.
Joel's a better player than Hassan, though. He can shoot threes.
He's skilled. He's skilled.
Yeah, he's got the. Hassan's good, though. I mean, Hassan's good. He's just, you know. And
he was my favorite player a couple years ago when he didn't play his original rookie year.
Hassan?
Embiid.
Yeah.
When he's just tweeting, he was my favorite non-Hawk.
He's the best on Twitter.
I didn't see that coming from him. Like when he was at Kansas, he
didn't
say nothing.
Right, he didn't say nothing.
He
created a Twitter when he declared for the draft.
It went crazy.
So like he just started like
everybody to play. I'm gonna make a brand anyway.
They was like, this dude is funny, and then he just kept doing it. But yeah, hold on. I was trying to look at Whiteside. I'll end up looking up Embiid.
No, man, yeah. I'm fine with that. And even like the East being like the record, like we're so bad this year that I guess the selection committee was like, all right, well, you got to benefit winning in some way, but you still got to just go based off of stats. Like Paul George made it, right? Straight off. And I'm like, I'm okay with Paul making it. BG can make that. I know Indiana's been kind of so-so, man. So that's why I was kind of surprised. But I mean, he's a star in the East, so I get it.
I was happy for Giannis getting there too.
Giannis.
Because that team is really taking off because he's taking off.
Oh yes,
all because of him.
Milwaukee's going to be a team to watch in the future.
And if Jabari can get going, then
that game winner in New York really hated. Really helped.
That was
Giannis.
A big moment, for this.
Yeah, that's why he's starting.
But it's like he did it in Madison Square.
Yeah,
right. So it's like the Knicks. Come on.
I'm really surprised. Jabari didn't get consideration. He's having like 20 points a game.
He's having a great year. But yeah, I don't. I'm wondering why. Yeah, you're right. No,
Wiggins averaging like 23 points. But it don't matter.
Maybe because it's like one all-star team. You know how they do that? Sometimes they think one all-star team. Yeah, unless you're Golden State. But people are just going to take one from
the
team.
We get all the all-stars.
I don't think Draymond should have made it.
Everybody's saying that. I know.
I mean, Draymond has done a lot of stuff and won them some games that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Yeah. Like when he blocked the shot against the Hawks and he blocked the shot against another team. You know, he did it a couple times.
The Hawks and another.
Yeah, it was some other team.
No, I get it. What he does is like not in the box score, so people will be like, why did he make it? Especially this year, them having Kevin Durant, Klay, and Steph. You would think those three would be.
I don't think he's played as well this year as he did last year.
He does. Yeah, true. No, he was the one that had to sacrifice the most out of everybody.
Yeah, he has.
Why I thought he wasn't going to make it. But I guess with Blake being out, CP being out.
I mean, you still got
Carl Anthony
in the West.
Carl Anthony didn't make it, right?
Carl Anthony didn't make it?
No.
I don't think that he didn't. That's what people are like. I think he could have took. He should have took Draymond's spot to me.
Yeah,
right.
That's crazy.
Carl Anthony didn't make it either.
He didn't make it. Yeah, see, that's crazy to me. That's
Gobert didn't make it.
He's a better player than, I mean, he's probably, he's a better player than Draymond. I mean, he's a better overall.
Who, Gobert?
No, Carl Anthony.
Care. Yeah.
Draymond, I respect Draymond, but what he does is just not, you know, I guess it's not.
I feel like if there was any year that he could have sacrificed an all-star spot, it would have been this year.
Yeah. He would have been okay with that. Right. I mean, I just don't, I don't know. He didn't deserve it this year, like you said.
Not this year, yeah. Right. It's not, it's
they,
fine.
They didn't deserve four.
No, yeah, that's. Because you got KD stuff and then Clay. Yeah, that's yeah, yeah, no, that's
too many. Yeah, that's too many. Just have the Warriors just be the All-Star. I mean, most of the games they play are the All-Star game anyway with all the points they score and all the threes they make.
I mean, we see it on national TV every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
They make exceptions for him.
And Mark Jackson's always doing the call. They, like, torture Mark Jackson. Like,
I know.
He's always calling the game.
I've been saying this two seasons ago. I was like, ESPN, y'all petty for this.
Yeah, he gonna start crying when he. What I gotta give him credit for is when they won that championship and he didn't.
No,
he
gave I was
all,
like,
and he was just giving them all. He was like being humble. I was like, I know he wants to just be.
I was like, dog, that is really your ring, like, bro.
1 year after they let him
go, it's the exact same
and after
team,
initially there was a backlash for letting
different.
Him go.
Yes, the people were being like, oh, they should have kept him.
Because he won about 53 games, and they lost in, like, game 7 in the second round.
They just needed one more year.
That's it. Right. That's it. They would have been patient with him.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, there wasn't nothing wrong going on out there.
They were on the way up, and Steph wasn't as good yet. Like, obviously, it's just Steph wasn't good yet. I know, look, I got to give Kirk credit. The scheme has worked.
Right.
He's had a better scheme than
is
Mark.
Is it a scheme? But, because Mark Jackson was doing the exact same stuff.
No, Mark,
Luke Walton done went to the Lakers, and what they doing?
Yeah, terrible. Not
and Luke Walton was looking like a genius with this
exactly.
team.
It's a player.
Everybody was all dapping up Luke Walton as the next big thing.
What's that coach just doing, man?
No, but the scheme, the schemes work, though. You got to have some schemes that help players. I mean, you can't just, they're not out there just like willy-nilly with it. Mark's problem, my only thing with Mark I had was.
It looks like that.
Well, Steph, because he pulls up from anywhere. Steph pulls up from anywhere.
When Luke Walton starts off 24-1, and he's looking like a genius. And they like, Luke Walton should get the Coach of the War.
It's very easy for anybody to look like
and then
a genius
he goes
when
to the Lakers.
Players.
When he goes to the Lakers and they can hit a shot.
That scheme works because it's on steroids with the players you have. Just think about it like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But the scheme is really good, but then you have players that are
I got a comparison
it just makes
for
it look
you
like, yeah.
Look at Mark D'Antoni in Houston.
Yes.
Look at what's going on in Houston right now. Like, you got a guy coming off the bench averaging 20 points almost. Like,
that's
Mark
D'Antoni
couldn't draw up a middle school play 3 years ago.
He could not.
But now, he should be within Coach of the Year consideration right now.
I think he's going to win it.
Well,
another
thing of coaching is the Falcons with Shanahan.
Yeah.
You know, they had a new offense last year. They didn't know what they were doing. They learned the offense this year.
But that's different,
though.
Difference.
Yeah, I know. Football's
football is a player sport.
Right.
Still, though. Yeah. I don't know. But overall, All-Star Week, All-Star, the selections, I was okay with. I'm happy for John Wall making it.
Embiid is still going to be there.
Embiid's still going to be there. He's still going to show up.
That's the
rookie game.
Yeah.
Right.
The rookie game, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the new setup with the international versus America.
It's whack.
Like, just do rookies versus sophomores.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, I watched it then. Like, I don't know.
It kind of ruins the whole format because we want to see how the rookies are going to do against the sophomores.
Yeah.
We want to
see how the class of 2015 do against 2016.
Exactly.
Aren't there guys from, like, 3 or 4 years in now? Or is it just still first or second
year? Just first and
second player.
What about Emmanuel Mudiay? Mudiay isn't what his second or third year, right?
Mudiay's in his second year.
You sure?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's a rookie.
Year.
Okay.
Oh, if I'm sure. Yeah, second year.
And Murray's a rookie this year.
Yeah. They should have kept that format.
Denver got the most whatever players in the league, man.
They're like the youngest team, I think, like, really.
Yeah. Them and Orlando. Just like, it's just like they just got a team of whatever.
Teenagers. whatever.
It's like Elfrid Payton, whatever.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon.
High school seniors.
Whatever.
People be like, and I'm like.
That's the Magic.
You said, where's the Magic?
The Magic.
Like in the standings?
You said Elfrid Payton?
Yeah. That's
he's point guard for the Magic, yeah.
Huh?
You said the Magic.
Yeah, I said the Magic and Denver.
Oh, okay.
I said. You blanked out for a second.
Yeah, you confused me, bro.
I said Denver and Orlando got the most whatever players.
I was like, they traded them? No, they traded
much the same team.
Yeah, they pretty are, though.
Wait, did Ricky Rubio get traded to the Pistons?
No,
I didn't.
I know, I was thinking about that.
Okay. I was like,
they want to trade him so bad. They're like,
nobody wants him.
Yeah, I know. He's another guy.
The Hawks will take him for Malcolm Delaney.
God, no. Remember the press conference? I'll keep Delaney, man.
He said that's his boy. He just, you know.
Rubio's just like, remember the press conference when he came over here? with all the hype, like he was the next Maravich, and I was just like, man, this is
he ain't that bad. He just don't shoot the ball.
Not bad. Just like, yeah, but then you have to shoot the ball.
And again, they do that with every.
I've been telling like,
Rurio go right under the basket and don't even look at the goal.
He just be like, who can I pass it to?
But then again, they do that with every rookie that comes into the league. They try, you know, they try and, you know, dap him up and they try to make him the next player. And it's like, you know, the next big player. And it's like,
relax.
You gotta actually play first.
Hey, but, hey, Rubio was
at the
really
NBA
hype.
Level.
Yeah, but no,
Rubio
Spanish
had
highlights
hype.
Were cool.
I haven't heard from any other international player.
No, that hype. Yeah, true. It was like they were asking Gasol about him.
Yeah,
and
maybe
all
like
right.
Bargnani.
Right. Yeah, Bargnani.
Oh, okay. E. John Leon. He had a lot of hype.
What's the other one? What's the one who got drafted in front of Melo? Come on,
Darko.
Yeah.
Milicic.
All these guys is that's one you can't.
I don't remember his hype.
And then the one guy,
are you sure?
The one
you
guy who turns
it
out
was
to
crazy.
Be something
sure?
is the one they booed. In the,
really? Wow.
Saying the one guy that you know everybody kind of tried to pump the brakes on was Kristaps Porzingis. Oh, he's so skinny.
Man.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a beast.
And now look at him. He's running New York City.
He's the one who's going to be the star.
But it was like Porzingis was he was just a result of all the trash international players that have come through like through the draft. It's like year after year after year, like these international guys get picked in the lottery and they're trash and they never come
true.
To America. When they come to America, they can't hang with
the
Americans. So it's like that's just what Porzingis was.
And what he did was, honestly, when he got booed, he liked it. Yeah. I don't know if the other international people are like, wait, why are they booing me? Or, like, he was like, all right, cool. So he went to the gym and started working. And he's like, all right, then I'm going to show y'all. Like,
Porzingis
most of
is
dudes,
a different type dude.
He
man.
Is
yeah.
different.
He's
like,
a different
he's not,
dude, bro.
He's like not afraid to like let people know like how I feel. He's pretty honest dude.
I wish the Hawks had him.
San Antonio know, right? Spurs have done pretty well with drafting international players.
Yeah, but they let them sit and grow up first.
Exactly.
They don't come over at 18, 19 years. They come over and they're 26.
Yeah.
So real. That's
I mean,
so true.
And Tony Parker wasn't starting, you know, his rookie year. No. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, they develop him.
Yo, shout out to them for being patient with Tony. Like, there's a point that they could have just been like done with him. Yeah. And they really like stuck through with him.
It seemed like he was going to be an average player for a minute.
Like, I was like, yo, he's like.
He glowed up in 07.
He did. I was watching them highlights of the Suns and the Spurs, them like the
05, 06?
Yeah,
05, 06. It felt like that rivalry was on forever.
I know, right?
It's crazy to think, like, Phoenix has, like, been off for a minute.
They have.
I'm like,
yeah.
They
Nash
used to
went,
be, like,
ever since Nash and Stats and Marion, they've been.
Barbosa, all those people, man. That was it. Amari went. Falcons.
Nash got better with age.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. That's one thing I got to give him credit for. I thought he was not going to be able to transition, but dude is. He's played at speed his whole career anyway, so I guess it was,
but he was
slow.
It's just like
patient,
crazy how he
slow.
Got better from Dallas that's to crazy. Phoenix.
That's so crazy. Dallas really let him go, man.
No, Dallas had a squad, but that's Mark Cuban. He always puts together, like, the biggest names.
Yes.
But they had, like, him, Michael Finley.
Yep.
Dirk.
Yeah.
Antoine Walker.
What's the other one?
I think they had Al Harrington, too. No,
yes,
they didn't.
No.
But I was just thinking, because Harrington and Walker came to the Hawks the same year.
Oh, you're right about Al. They had Al.
And a lot of those guys came from Dallas. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, Dallas just had a squad, man.
No, they did.
And that was the same year L.A. had Peyton and Karl Malone. So the West was just stupid.
Yeah, the West was crazy.
And then the year after that, it was the first year of McGrady and Yao. I'm just reminiscing now.
The West has been pretty much better than the East for quite some time. As far
I don't know.
As
I think the
top
East is
to bottom.
Better now.
You think better now? The records don't show.
I mean, the West record's not looking that
good. It's deeper.
This deep, I would say.
After eight, the West is looking.
Yeah, no. The West is, usually, like, the last couple of years, the West, the eight spot was pretty good. The eight spot was way better than now, the
remember
eight
when
spot
Denver won 50 games and they were the AFC?
That was the West, you can't compete with.
And then you got the Warriors, that it's easy for them to win 60-70 games now. Like, you're not doing that in the East.
I hate that. Yeah, you're not there. Yeah.
Like, the Cavaliers, as great as they are, they're not winning 60 games this year.
No.
And, like, the thing that I hate about the NBA, the predictability of it, they always try to throw this in, this little curveball, this little drama. Right before the trade deadline, right before All-Star, like, oh, Cleveland, are they going to be able to overcome this adversity?
We know they are.
Right, exactly.
Come on, they're in the East. They're going to overcome it. I don't care what they say.
They're going to be in the NBA.
They did the exact same thing last year, and they won the championship.
Thank you. So I don't react to none of that.
Yeah,
they'll be just fine. They have LeBron James.
I've pretty much just got all that out. I'm not even paying attention to all
that.
Yeah.
Just got to leave it alone.
I don't think I've watched an NBA game in the last month.
You don't need to. Just turn it on in June.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't sat down and watched an entire.
You're probably like a lot of fans.
Just tune in.
There's no reason to watch.
Golden State.
What am I watching?
Who am I watching?
Why?
It's 20, what? It's 27 NBA teams that just exist right now.
Just, they're just there.
Or we were talking about earlier with Chicago and New York. It's like, okay, if you trade these guys, get rid of these guys.
They're still not beating Cleveland or I mean, or Golden State.
Everybody's just
in the
floating.
Middle of the pack.
People just want to get second. Yeah.
It's like, you trade them, okay, well, then what? If you don't trade them, then what? Yeah. And they're like, but we're two games out of second. I was like, that don't matter. Why y'all trying to act like that matters? Like,
oh, we can still catch Cleveland so they can still eliminate you at your house. Like, instead of being in Cleveland, we're going to beat you at your house.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. Practically. For a third year in a row, that would be ugly.
We can get Toronto.
But you know what won't be ugly?
Say
next Sunday.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Look out.
We got a new house.
How y'all feel about this, man? Wait, first of all, did we predict last week before the Packers game? I think.
Yeah, we did.
We all did. Okay, all right, cool. Yeah. And when the actual – let's talk about that real quick. So when all that was happening, we were blowing them out – well, blowing us out. How do I say it? I don't even know. See, I'm in between. Anyway, I love Packers fans. Yeah, I know. Y'all are so disgusting. And people don't know I'm a Packers and Falcons fan. I don't care what you say. You know, run up on me. Anyway, so what I say is I was surprised, yes, by the blowout. The Packers did not show up at all. Dez Bryant said the other day that he felt as though they would have had a better chance. Real quick, do you guys think the Cowboys would have given a better game than the Packers?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all? Not with a rookie quarterback.
Not with a rookie. In the dome. As crazy as the dome is.
They would have played in Dallas, but.
Did the Cowboys win against Green Bay?
No.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I was confused.
And they were at home. They were at home. And they still lost, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is this?
He said we would have. Alternative facts.
You remember when I told you, I want to say it was episode 16 or 15 when I said the Cowboys are not a playoff team. They are a playoff team, but they are not going to win in the playoffs because they're a flawed team.
And Green Bay went up like 24-7 to begin the game.
Yeah.
So it's like y'all got lucky that it even came down to the
It essentially felt like another 8-8 season. Even though they didn't go 8-8, for Dallas it felt like another 8-8 season.
Because you were waiting all – true.
I don't understand why they were disappointed, why they were had any expectations. They were a team that had the number 4 pick in the draft last year. They were bad for a reason.
At the end of the day, the defense is what lost you. That's why you couldn't get past the first round because you have no defense. We've been saying all year – people try to avoid it, like, oh no, they can just hold the ball. And
what happened to y'all boy Kirk Cousins in Washington? Happened to them? Remember before
like
the season? I said they were trash and Kirk Cousins was trash. And y'all said, Kirk Cousins is good. Washington is good.
He had a really good year. What do you mean? They weren't trash. They were the most efficient offense in the NFL.
Uh-oh.
Look at the stats. They had the most 700 plus yard receivers in the game.
Uh-oh.
And Deshaun Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Thomas.
Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed.
And they had 0 playoff games.
But they went 9-7.
They won 0 playoff games.
They went 9-7.
They went 9-7 and didn't get a wild card spot.
Yes.
Hey, don't talk like it's that much difference between them and Atlanta, because it's not.
The thing about it is that Washington may have made the playoffs over New York, but New York had a really weak schedule.
Right.
Didn't
Washington played a tough schedule.
Who Did Washington win on Thanksgiving against Dallas?
No, they lost.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all you got to say? Okay. All right. Wow.
I'm going to let them have it.
I'm saying if you in the NFC East where you play Dallas twice and you play New York twice.
They lost twice to Dallas, right?
But they beat New York.
Okay.
And New York beat
Dallas. So did Green Bay.
So are we debating if Washington's a good team or bad team?
They're obviously a good team, but they're in the middle of the pack.
Yeah,
they're in the middle of the pack.
So they're Atlanta Hawks. Okay.
Kirk Cousins.
Can we stop bashing the Hawks?
No.
No.
They deserve every bit of it.
Jesus. God. Any chance we get. Nah, that's true.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, y'all was talking about, man, before the season, I remember everything I said was right except for about the Falcons.
That'd be
all right. A lot of those Kirk Cousins praises were just haters of RG3. A lot of people are like, be real, though. Yeah. Like, a lot of people are like, your cousin's better than RG3. He doesn't cause as much drama. I don't care, dude. He's better. Damn it. I can't defend RG3 right now.
Like, there's nobody.
That's only because RG3's like a battered man. Like, he's just been so traumatized at this point.
RG3's not excuse. That bad. RG3.
He's bad.
When he plays?
He's bad.
He's not that bad.
The Browns, when they finally played the Browns this year, he looked awful. And he makes bad decisions.
Well, who was he playing with?
Nobody. No, the Browns don't have any options.
Quarterback. I can never
He has Terrell Pryor, right?
You know something wrong when your number one option as a receiver is a quarterback.
He will forever be a quarterback. I'm sorry. Don't give me that.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Got rid of Gabriel.
Yeah, he went to Gabe.
Thank you.
That's terrible, man. Yeah, the Browns Oh wait, there's a stat. They said the Browns have the most.
The most players in the Super Bowl.
Oh man,
that's sad, man.
The most ex players in the Super Bowl.
And wow. And all these players played together on the team. It wasn't like they were on different teams. Like, they were all together.
I think the same about Sacramento, man, and the NBA.
Yeah.
Sacramento had Isaiah Thomas, Hassan Whiteside, and DeMarcus Cousins.
That's an all-star team.
That's an all-star.
Well, right.
Kind of. They did nothing.
They really let IT go. Them and Phoenix are stupid. Phoenix let IT go, too. And I was like, you're not.
Well, I mean, Phoenix had four point guards.
And IT was the best one out of all of them. I still think he's better than Bledsoe. They chose Bledsoe over him. It was Dragic. It was IT.
But like back then, Dragic and Bledsoe were nice.
Back then, you didn't want him. Now you hot.
True. Yeah. By the way, what was with that guy? What was with that guy? Who was in Boston that was talking about the Super Bowl that said that? You know, we can't get
town.
Right. That said that we can't get all excited and pumped up about playing a Super Bowl against the Falcons.
You know, Alice said that they asked him who you rooting for in the Super Bowl. And Alice, she said, I never been to a Falcons game. And someone was like, oh, so he's kind of like those weak Atlanta fans he was talking about when he left.
Wait, are you serious? I didn't even know they asked him that. So he really didn't choose a side.
He said, I've never been to a Falcons game.
But she can't choose a side now. She live in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
It's like you could keep like Boston. The Boston media did the exact same thing before the Boston game in the NBA. They said, "Oh, I don't think he's gonna get booed because Atlanta fans just don't care enough."
Yeah, now they're doing the same thing about the.
And they booed him.
Yeah. Sorry, Boston. And everybody feeling yourselves like, a little bit too much.
Why does Boston sports get to toot their nose up at? Like they act like they're the best sports town in
they
the
always, country. They always.
They're always
like
second
that.
To New York.
Yes. Yeah, true.
They
it's true.
Act like so, that.
Which irks the hell out of them when you tell them that, but it's the truth, though. They're never top New York when it comes
and
to
that. And I'm a Red Sox fan. Yeah. I love the Red Sox. Just almost as much as I love the Braves, but let's not get this twisted. The Yankees. Are the crown jewel of the Northeast.
Yeah, you're right.
So exactly.
I'm hating on Atlanta. Made that article. And first of all, the guy who wrote it, I heard
Shaughnessy.
Like, yes, is he not like not? I don't know if he got not banned, but he had there was like some type of like discipline on him, like as far as like reporting at certain games. Like people said he did something, and somebody was telling me about him. Like he's had a history of just having trouble with like with media coverage. Like he's always causing some type of trouble. That's just what somebody told me. So I was like, well, that kind of go hands in hand. But to me, it was like. It made no sense to write it at the first, like when I first read it, I was like, dude, what was the point of writing? Because apparently your town is so much better than Atlanta because Atlanta is this and that, that you just heard what you heard about Atlanta. He's probably never been to Atlanta before. So you really don't actually know how much we love football here.
You never watched a TV show.
You never listened to Outkast. So like, you don't understand how we get down there.
I never listened to Migos.
You didn't listen to Culture. So it's like, stop. Yeah, we said Amigos. Jeremy's bad. Listen to Migos.
He doesn't learn the first line of Bad and Bougie.
Boom. He's never danced at a gas
station.
I don't know
the first line of Bad and Bougie. And I listen to the song every day. I hear that song at least twice a day. And I still don't know the first.
Woo, 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 woo. Rack it on. It's the best song ever. Anyway.
Shaughnessy has done that a lot. Okay, I mean, yeah. Shaughnessy, yeah. He writes things that are kind of incendiary. Mm-hmm. He has a history in Boston of writing things that are kind of incendiary. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that this came from somebody like him, but it is disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. He said the best thing you can do in Atlanta is maybe peach. What did he say? Like Peachtree. He just talking about. He was making fun of mocking us how all we have is pretty much Peachtree. So I was like, yeah, this is.
You don't know what the Varsity
here.
Is.
You don't know what Edgewood is.
You don't know what Centennial is.
Little Five.
The Braves.
Boom.
CNN Center.
Boom.
The Braves.
The aquarium. Hold on.
The aquarium. The MLK Center.
The Braves.
Yes.
The Civil Rights Center.
Coca-Cola Factory.
The Braves.
I've been there. The Braves.
Buckhead.
Auburn Avenue.
Georgia State.
That's all right, dog. We ain't gotta tell this dude nothing, man. He ain't never gonna come here.
You can't even talk to people like that.
Pull up.
Like, there's no point in even trying to entertain somebody like that. Like, hey, he already gonna think what he gonna think. He ain't gonna be nothing to you.
Waffle House.
I got five championships.
Zaxby's.
Okay. What they got to do with this one?
Waffle House.
Chick-fil-A.
That was the same thing. What's Scalabrini? Scalabrini.
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 I think he was the one that said that junk that Atlanta fans won't boom because they don't care enough.
He made that whole video about it. He made like a 5-minute video or something like, about how Atlanta's a terrible sports town. But he went around interviewing people. I was like, dude, why do people come in this?
It's just crazy because it's like the Hawks booed them and then they're like, why are they booing Al Horford?
They didn't want to even acknowledge.
One thing I got to say to Shaughnessy as well is that he also has to understand that the entire country is going to be pulling for the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because outside of New England, they're going to be pulling for the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
The Patriots are the favorite. I agree, though.
I think it's the other way around.
You think so?
People want to see Tom Brady get revenge on Roger Goodell. Because people dislike Roger Goodell.
In New England. More than they like the Falcons.
A lot
of people want to. Judge Jamal Hill said that.
Yeah. People hate Roger Goodell more than they hate
Patriots. I hate Roger Goodell. I think we all in this room hate Roger Goodell.
Because he's done something to every fan base.
Yes. He's trying to ruin everybody's franchise.
But I also think it's one of those things where people are kind of tired of the Patriots winning. Where it's like Bama winning in college football.
Yes.
Where it's like the Yankees winning in MLB. I think people are tired of the Patriots winning, and they want to see the Falcons win.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way at all. Like, I feel like the Patriots have enough gaps in between their Super Bowl wins to not be like,
But they're always in the AFC Championship. They're like always in the AFC Championship.
But that's not really the problem. The AFC is weak.
You got to listen to it like this.
It's always been weak. It's very true.
The first Super Bowl I can remember in my life was 2003. New England Carolina. It was the Janet Jackson game.
Yeah.
I had some good chili at my uncle's house. Tom Brady was the quarterback.
What are you talking about?
Tom Brady was the quarterback for the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
That was the first Super Bowl I remember in my life.
You're talking about chili? Like, what are you talking about?
It was two things I remember about that game. Janet Jackson and the chili. And then Vinatieri won the game.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Right. Yeah, Rashad, you a fool, man.
And of course you would bring up Janet.
Yes, right. Of course. No, yeah. But yeah, you're right. Brady's been like it just ingrained in our head. It's just kind of game boring. But the thing is, Goodell, they're good friends. So like how sorry should I really feel? How bad do I really want them to get revenge? Because they're good friends. They go to each other's house and all that. Remember all those reports? They hang out, dude.
The city of Atlanta flag surf at City Hall. So to say the city don't care
is
a lie.
I don't know. I just feel like the rest of the country, for some reason, is something against Atlanta sports. Like, it's just like the country has this.
I think they hate us for not liking football, which is national.
Which is wrong. Yeah, like, they have this, there's this stigma just stuck on the city. That's like nationally.
It's a national.
Well, football's different. Media. And then we know how much we support football here. I mean, basketball's the one that's struggling here.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. We're here. Basketball's the one that's struggling to get that much attention. But football, you don't have to ask people. It's a college town. We get it.
Yeah.
It's a college town. But still, we support the Falcons here. Like, everybody.
Why would you root for
like, the cool people in Atlanta support. Like, you got T.I., Future, all these people.
Falcons fan for life. Yeah, we on flip-flop and all that.
Yeah,
and
but T.I. was at the Broncos playoff game.
So he ruined it. So
now we're wearing a hat.
Two Chainz was at the San Francisco playoff game a couple years ago.
Oh, my God.
Who was that Carolina game? Somebody was
That's different.
Future went to Carolina game.
It was Future and Jeezy.
Oh, yeah.
And they took a picture with Cam before the game, but Cam's from Atlanta. So.
Yeah, but Jeezy and Cam been tight since, Cam left to go to Florida.
Gotcha. So. Okay, so that's cool. That's just like a friendship. But yeah, no. We hear it all the time. At this point, it's just like it's old. I don't want to keep hearing that we don't support our football and whatever. We're not nationally. People don't care about. Like, I don't care. I really, at this point, I don't care. We're going to win anyway. So it's like, if we win, then what are they going to say then? What are they going to say?
And plus, why
if we
would
win
you,
that, they're gonna be surprised. Oh my God, the Falcons! Oh, it's
why
not
would
that
you
fun.
Cheer for the Patriots if you're a Steeler fan or a 49er fan or a Cowboy fan or a Packer fan?
Yeah.
Exactly,
I think
because
on our side
you don't want your
or a Giants fan.
Why would you want the Patriots dynasty to be bigger than yours?
I don't. I want it to end. I want it to end. I think it should. I'm fine. Look, even if I wasn't a Falcons fan, I would be rooting for the Falcons. Like it's just to me, I don't
offset.
See anything.
Woo!
That's it. Offset play at half. They need help. Migos be at halftime, by the way.
We ain't got a lot of old money.
Hey!
We got a whole bunch of new money, though.
Put Offset at the halftime and just let him do woo-woo for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all they do anyway.
he going to come out. He going to be like, Super Bowl!
Had Migos perform Lady Gaga.
Woo! You're going
to be
tired as hell.
Offset! Worn out. He going to be like, I can't have No.
By the way, Yachty last night was out there.
He is tired, man.
Yachty was tired last night. Yeah, Yachty was performed at, by the way, at halftime for Atlanta Hawks. But anyway, episode 22 here. Let's wrap it up. Picks for the Super Bowl.
Actually.
No, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. You know how it is. Well, Falcons going anyway, but so I don't. But anyway, yeah. So we'll pick. We'll do our picks next week. Rashad's not agreeing, but he's crazy. Episode 22 right here, Elite Podcast.
I got to stop talking about games before they happen.
I don't care. I pull up from 40. iTunes, SoundCloud. We're on everything, Google Play. Check out HawksHoop.com for your future NBA champions, the Atlanta Hawks. And I said next season, the NBA champions, Atlanta Hawks. Go to HawksHoop.com. Get your latest. EYaBoa5 is the Twitter. Peace.
RashadMilligan.com. Thank you, Bay Scott.
Jeremy Johnson. Clark underscore What's Kent on? Underscore 75. Eric won't be back. He just came upon millions of dollars, you know, because he has a time machine. He's going to go in time. He's going to get to the year before the Hawks win the championship, and he's going to call it. So me and Rashad will be hosting the show next week.
Am I wrong, though? All right.
Akeem Balaam. AKIEMBAILUM, Twitter, Gram, BeyondTheW.com. Check it out.
Peace.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.